Jason Navarra invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
Oh, how good is this?
Yes, the weekend is almost upon us, people, and that means it's time for the Prime Minister to outline his plans for the upcoming election in song.
The return of which animal would you steal from the zoo?
It's Friday, so all jokes must go, and we'll upturn the mailbag and divvy up the spoils.
We find out what really fits inside a pelican.
Madcap marriage proposals. We've got a million of them.
Yet this provides the ringtones you demand.
Stupid crime, nude car wash update, football has gone wild, gratuitous slide whistle.
Which nuts don't belong in a nut bar?
And in hour two, the man whose bum has several times gone psycho, author Andy Griffiths, is here once again as we find out which kids' books need burning.
Tony's got the shakers, skaters and the players and the girls. He keeps the haters and the fakers and the haters in a twirl.
It's been said so many times that it's all coming up on Get This with me at the wheel, Ed over at the Bay Marie, and don't forget Richard Marsden on drums. Yeah. Very good. Rich, can you just play a song that maybe explains what you look like to our listeners? Okay. What have you got?
How's this?
This one. Oh, very, very good.
Accurate.
That's Aerosmith. Dude Looks Like a Lady, cover version of the old Pete Smith classic. If you'd like to see the original, It's on the Late Show Presents Bar Jars and the Olden Days DVD in your shops now. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Get This, last one for the week. Around the nation on Triple M, myself, Tony Martin. We've got Ed Cavalli.
Hello.
The man who pushes the buttons is Richard Marsland.
And he will.
Oh, yes, he will.
I will.
Certainly will. Last show for the week, and a lot of people have been saying, you know, the election coverage, it's been, well...
Brilliant, up to date,
it's
concise.
It's been bigged up, but there hasn't been much of it on this show.
It's the all sizzle, no package, if you will.
We haven't really had any exclusive interviews.
True.
The Prime Minister hasn't been in here.
No, true.
Occasionally what we'll do is one of those dodgy cut-up interviews where we get, you know, quotes from the Prime Minister and play them out of context. Oh. But it has been a long time since we had the real Prime Minister in here talking to us face to face. What are we going to do about that? How are we going to get him in?
Well, I'll...
He's a busy man.
Yeah.
I'll run it up the flagpole.
If you could run it up the flagpole, but I know a few people. And I managed to buttonhole him for a few minutes.
Oh, you've got another Richard Marsland exclusive.
Yet another one.
An interview with the Prime Minister.
And an election hasn't even been called. Imagine when it does actually happen.
Oh, did you get all the big issues out of him, all the answers?
Yeah, I managed to press prayer in the court at the same time.
Let's hear it.
Now. Mr. Howard.
Yes?
Do you really think you can push your government across the line?
Look, I'm not going to answer that. I know what this is about, Richard. It's one of your little comedy spoofs. You just want to make me look foolish.
So you're not...
I'm not going to say anything.
Nothing. Nothing at all? Well, would you be prepared to sing?
Sing?
Yeah, you could supply your answers in verse.
Well, that's not going to make me look like an idiot, is it?
No, not at all. In fact, use this guitar if you want.
All right, yeah. What was the question again?
How do you think the voters see you at this point?
Oh, look, I know what they're saying about me, Richard. They think, I'm a dud. That's right. And now you're tempted by the promise of this Kevin Rudd. Take it away, Tim.
Time has fled.
I haven't even announced the date.
There's a constant battle running through my head.
Spats or brogues?
I don't know what to do.
Sorry, it's got nothing to do with the possibly upcoming election.
'Cause I still believe.
Oh, yes, I still believe. After all the foolish things that we've been through, we were paying so damn, who knew? I will always be a man who's open to persuasion. Oh, sorry, I went too early. I'll get the backing vocal. Na 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 na. Jeez, I am looking like a bit of a dick, Richard. But I'll tell you what, I'll do this. I'll get another. Shot. So long as no one mentions children, you know what? Going quite well now. Yes, I'm on fire. Ever since I guaranteed that I'd retire. Look, how did that sound?
I don't know what to do,
'cause I still believe in incentivation. After all the foolish things that we've been through, I can play the didgeridoo. persuasion. Oh, shit, I'll get it. Persuasion. Jesus. Oh, it's a hoverboard, Tim, in case you're wondering. I'd fix it attention too. That's the answer for rising sea levels, I reckon. Hoverboards for everybody, don't you think?
Wow, he's across that hoverboard deal.
Yeah.
Hoverboards for everybody.
Amazing, Tony.
He does like to duet with Tim Finn from time to time if you're new to the program.
What time did that one finish up last night, Tony?
It's still going in some states. More music in a moment on Get This. All right, you finished thirsty, mate. Good on you. Out of the pool. Thank you very much. It's Triple M's Get This around the nation. So much unfinished business.
Yeah, absolutely, Tone.
So much criticism about our unfinished business. Yep. But we have...
no remorse.
Oh, maybe we do a bit. A bit of remorse on Friday is a good thing.
Okay.
Unfinished business. Now, look, this is something you brought up here. Dave Ryan says, you know, how does Richard live his life?
That's this is the ongoing topic of... du jour, which is people have to email or ring up, say how they think Richard lives his life.
Yeah.
I maintain that it is like Buffalo Bill, the bad guy from Silence of the Lambs, human skin suits, pits in the ground, people putting lotion on.
That's actually been round there and I've seen it with my own two eyes. So I'm going to wait till, you know, all the votes are in and we'll see who got the nearest.
Okay.
Dave Ryan says, I can picture Richard being a street sign stealer.
Yeah.
He looks like one, doesn't he?
I was a street painter when I was younger.
What do you mean?
Oh, did you have one of them machines?
Graph.
No, I didn't actually. No, when Happy New Year, when New Year happened, we'd get some white paint and paint on the road. The year, 1986, 1987, Happy New Year.
Why?
It's a very rural thing to do, I'm not sure. You've got to make your own fun.
It's like the Tour de France. But did you C&B the road as well?
There was no C&B. I might have done a drawing of Murray Ball's the dog character from Footrod Flats.
Oh, you don't go around and use your own C&B on wet cement in the neighbourhood. I know there's a bloke does that in my suburb.
I've seen that.
Normally I just get the dog's paw. I love That's autographing. Nice. With the dog's paw.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, okay.
So, here's another update.
Hang on, well, listen to this, though. Okay. Roadworks ahead on his bedroom door.
Yeah, we go.
That's what he's predicting.
Or hump.
And he reckons three street names pinned together above his bed to read, Bringing Sexy Back.
Sexy Street?
Sexy Street.
Where do you get Sexy Street from,
Sid? Old Coast?
Bringing Street.
I know there's a Wanko Avenue somewhere in Australia. If anyone lives there.
Chevron Island.
Call us up. He also reckons Richard has his mum's number on speed dial and several ill-treated cats running about. That's a bit of a stretch.
Wow. Okay. That's not Richard. Okay.
On the spike.
Let's move along here. And this is from Cav Edley.
Yeah.
Which is really messing with my head.
Oh, okay,
And Cav Edley would like the Talkback Mountain Doctor Who as a ringtone.
Oh, yeah.
We can't do it because we don't own the rights to either The Price is Right Sting or the Doctor Who music yet.
We're not allowed to put any of those Talkback Mountain themes up. No, ringtone style.
But you could tape them and then, you know, pirate them.
Oh, you make your own illegally. Fine, we're clear with that.
Yeah, we're cool with that.
No problem.
But anyway, here's the interesting bit. Cav Edley thinks that Richard, he has a room full of lotion that he's constantly sliding around in.
That really gets in the way of my storing urine in the bar fridge lifestyle, a la American Beauty, as another listener suggested.
Here's a listener, Gary Shaw. He loved it when Ed compared Courtney Love with a lizard in a wig, so he's created that for you in Photoshop, and that has to go up on the website. Some sort of prize for that man, I think.
Wow.
What's he got over the page? What's the next one? Our listeners have a lot of spare time.
Okay, it's Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
The Seagull's head and a mohawk. Fantastic. Oh, wow. On the topic of birds.
Yeah.
Toto Africa's written in.
Yeah, hey, Richard.
You have to do
this
it.
This is like when Buffalo Bill gets caught without his guns on. There you go. Obviously worth the wait. Yeah,
right, get out of here, Toto.
It normally cuts off sooner than that.
Take Journey with you. Anyway, Edward, Anthony and Ricardo, following your much-lauded Strange Things Pelican Eat conversation, I've recently received footage of a pelican going one of its own. Email me if you're keen, if we want the footage. What is your problem, Toto Africa? Of course we want the footage, man.
Oh, no.
We got nothing else. So send that in.
What is this? What a delay.
That wasn't my...
Sorry, you've got to get back on the treadmill, Marsland.
Yes, hopeless.
He'll be playing the sketch from break one
why?
In a minute.
Because his hands are full of lotion. He's all yes. covered in lotion. He's slipping off the buttons.
Okay, so what do we reckon about that?
Do we want to see footage of a pelican trying to eat another pelican?
Okay, so the pelican is turning itself into a self-turducken, as it were. Because we've established with the assistance of our friends at the Brisbane Cage that you can fit a small dog and an infant into a pelican.
Up to the age of four, Tone.
Into a pelican's bill.
Mm.
But can you fit another pelican inside?
Good station promotion.
Yeah. We have no sizzle on this show. We have some billboards in Brisbane. That's it. So now we're going to try and fit one pelican inside another.
It's good. It's good.
Are there people running up from promotions?
Yeah. Holding pelicans, trying to stuff them in things.
Yeah. No, Cecilia miming it.
It's close.
Not good enough. More unfinished business next on Get This. Thank you, the Violent Femmes. Here, Get This around the nation on Triple M all that weekend. It's so close. Oh, look.
Rich, where was the weekend music?
Hang on, I'm knees deep in Toto's Africa.
Hang on. Ooh, he's getting stroppy on a Friday.
We'll do that later.
The weekend music. Because
wipe some of the lotion off.
You know,
it's like talking the Marshmallow Man. Slipping, sliding around.
If you are thinking
Stink of aloe.
Doing the bizzo over the weekend, don't forget.
Have one for mum.
Yep.
One for dad. And one for the country.
Does that mean these people have to watch?
You're going to be on for a bit of that action, Mr. Prime Minister?
The answer is yes, I do.
Thank you very much. Unfinished business. That's what we're getting through today here at Get This. The other day I mentioned during Talkback Mountain that when I was a kid I went on a school trip, this is in 1976, to the Coromandel Peninsula in New Zealand. Beautiful. And somehow ended up, according to a classmate, reflected in a shop window in a movie they were shooting called Sleeping Dogs, starring Sam Neill. If you just freeze frame it, apparently our entire class.
Yeah, reflected glory.
Can be seen in a shop window. Someone, of course, didn't you know someone to do it? Derek Bolley. He's got the movie across the Tasman. Had it shipped over in a couple of days.
Good on you, Dezza.
So he could run his own test. He's been through the sequence one frame at a time, Zapruder style. The only thing he could see that could possibly corroborate the story was that at 1 hour, 16 minutes and 10 seconds, there is a yellow school bus in the background at the left of frame with what might be construed as children standing alongside of it.
Okay.
Couldn't see any reflections in window during any whip pans or whatever you Tinseltown types were referring to. He can send us a screen grab if required. Derek Bolley of North Sydney. Very nice. So,
yeah, do send that.
Is that a film debut? Can I say that was my film debut?
Is it officially listed in IMDb?
Tony Martin construed as children.
Reflected in shot window.
Reflected glory.
As Sam Neill drives past.
Not bad, Tone.
Yeah, I've worked with Sam Neill. Yeah, did a bit of work with, did a picture, helmed a picture with, yeah.
Old S. Neill, we used to do this driving stuff. I don't want to go into it, but he used to come up to me and we had some ice creams.
Yeah. Car chase secrets, yeah.
And you weren't even child reflected in shop window as Sam Neill drives past one. You were child reflected in the shop window as Sam Neill drives past two.
I'm calling that a screen credit.
Take it.
I'm calling that a film debut.
I once rode a giant bird onto the set of Agro's Carnoon Connection.
Brilliant.
Did you? Yeah, I kicked it in the ass.
Well, was this scripted or was
Well, because my mum was part of the Brisbane Olympic bid, which is the funniest piece of comedy ever staged in the world. They're like, come to Brisbane. We've got Dreamworld.
Hang on a second. You're not paying out on our Brisbane listeners.
No, but let's just say that the 1982 bid to get the Olympics was a little ambitious.
And what was your mum's role in proceedings?
She had to try and like get it over the line. She had to jazz it up. So one of the things she did is she put me in a T-shirt and I rode a giant bird onto Agro's Carnoon Connection.
And that didn't seal the deal for the Olympics. Who got the Olympics that year?
Barcelona, I think, pipped us. They had three kids riding actual birds.
On the Guido's Carnoon Connection.
Connexione.
How much time have we got, Nikki Hamilton? How long has this segment been going on? 3 minutes. I think we can open your microphone then. Has there been any advance on Wednesday's show when we were trying to track down the culprit, the person who slammed into your car at an intersection then just drove off?
No, nothing. But nothing. I think
it may have something to do with the fact that I just realised today that I dialed 911.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that's the American one.
Did you get iced tea?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know who I got to speak to.
Yeah, you asked for Jack Bauer, so you're not going to get anywhere.
Chloe's not there.
No.
Really, you didn't get anyone. Nothing.
Yeah. Okay, so, and the listeners thought we were taking the piss, so they called up.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Smurfs.
Smurfs were off. Trace of blue paint. Must have been a Smurf.
So they don't have cars.
Let's just get the three investigators' hats on again. The guy's driven away. This is in the city in Melbourne at an intersection. He's driven away at high speed. You're saying 80 to 100.
Definitely.
So presumably he's triggered some speed cameras a couple of blocks on. So surely a bloke's going to get a speed fine, you know, get all the list of them. You know, this obviously isn't proper police procedure.
How would you do that, Tone?
Just get, you know, all them list and then collate that.
Yep.
And then somewhere in there's going to be a light blue car with a bit of paint on the side. That's going to be the bloke, isn't it?
Sounds good to me.
Or woman. We don't know that it's a bloke, do we?
So, or we don't know it's a person.
No. You're saying monkey.
Yeah, I'm saying monkey.
Cigar, roller skates.
Top hat. Loose on the gear.
Yeah. It's Clyde from Every Which Way But Loose.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
He's shoved Clint Eastwood out of the way.
He's out of there.
There is a German monkey that has been classed as a human.
Yeah, that's right. And we are working on Jamie Dury down here. Best of luck.
Okay, so how would we go about doing that? Obviously, call the cops would be the beginning.
Yes, and probably on the right number, 000.
But
perhaps.
I reckon the cops would be okay with dishing out photographs of who got speeding fines. You're normally pretty cool with that stuff. They let me go in those lineups all the time.
Oh, do you do a bit of extra work in police lineups?
Yeah, just finger who I think's guilty. This bloke reeks of the vino.
And so then the criminal comes into the lineup and it's just everyone from the Thank God Ensemble. Yeah. Maybe Borny could let him in. You're wild away. Okay.
Hey, no trespassers.
You'll be a Viking in this lineup. What are we talking about? It must be Friday. This show is off the rails. More in a moment. I'll get this. Thank you very much, Eddie Vedder. Hard Sun here. Get this around the nation by Triple M. Who are we brought to you by? You know, it's the Nissan Navara, the Ute of the Year. What a range of features. I'm told it now comes with a butter churn.
That is absolutely false.
Well, I know that it's got a horn that screams me so horny when you push it.
That is absolutely false as well.
What have you heard, Rich?
I've heard there's a special alarm if you go shopping and you leave your groceries on the roof.
Equally, absolutely false.
Except that's a good idea.
That's a really good idea, man.
I can't condone the butter churn or the China Hutch, but that actually is a good idea.
I don't mind a butter churn.
That's what I've been told.
Hey? Hey?
Oh, look, the requests keep on coming. We've just had Clark. He wants to hear a bit of Holiday Road. That's all we can play of that, sorry. It's hard work just getting that much.
Getting pumped up.
Yeah, it is a good song to hear just before the weekend.
What tone?
The weekend.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay, kids. Update your Facebook. Wear some cool-offs. Wave a glow stick. Make a blancmange. Try to get some action.
Paint some China figurines with characters from Sense and Sensibility.
Yeah, yeah. Play some Warcraft.
Go outside and make a vintage car out of cheese.
Yeah. Throw your hands up like you vaguely care.
Go and see all of the Hilary Duff films in alphabetical order and work out when her teeth turn into tiny surfboards.
Wade through a creek.
That's what you like to do. Wade through a creek.
Yeah.
And while
catch
there,
rocks with your hands.
While you're at the creek, don't forget to throw all the leaflets that you're meant to be delivering to the neighbourhood in there. Yeah. That's what we used to do with them.
Bang.
Woo!
Okay, we're really across what the young people are into. Today we can find out if that's true because we have a young person in the room. Yeah. Andrew, do you want to come over to the microphone?
Hey,
just step
come over,
on here. Over
here, Andrew.
That's right. We often have work experience kiddies in the studio. I don't know what they're hoping to learn.
Slow-moving work experience.
Pull up a dodgy ergonomic, whack on those headphones.
And
you'll
you're
find
ready,
that
sir.
You'll be deaf in about 30 seconds. But did you send us this fabulous poster?
Yeah.
Okay. You're a Year 10 student from Hunting Tower School in Mount Waverley in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
What's the action down there? Knives, crystal meth? Is that what goes on?
We like to keep it to the blood knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't cut, we just bash.
Yeah, that's
just
all right.
Just bashing, right.
Are we talking co-ed?
Oh, yeah.
Well, really? Mm. You got a girlfriend?
No.
How long has it been?
16 years.
Yeah, man.
Wow, what
I
a
hear
drought.
That.
What a drought.
I hear that.
I know that. I know all about that.
Now, tell us how did you end up in here? You've done this magnificent poster, obviously. Yeah. Morty, is that your nickname at school?
One of them.
One of them. Do you want to take us through the others?
Mort. Morton.
They're
just M sometimes.
They're an inventive bunch over at your school. They really put some thought into these bad boys.
Doesn't Mort mean dead? I think that's probably not a good nickname.
No, you don't want that.
Yeah, it's dead in French.
Oh. Ooh la la. What are paying attention,
okay.
Have we?
Okay. Well, do you do French at school?
No.
Oh. Yeah, you just
know. Struggle enough with English.
Yeah, you just know French because it's the language of love. French. I did French for 2 years at school.
How'd you go?
This is what I learned. Oh, yeah. Monsieur Lafayette is in the garden with John Paul, constantly out there. Don't know what they're up to. And incidentally, the keys are on the sideboard. Le clef, c'est le bureau. Yeah. It's really hard to weave it into conversation.
Everywhere, French listeners just then went, what?
Where's the keys?
Okay, what is...
So, you emo?
No.
Skater?
No.
Gangster? Baller?
At times.
At times, baller?
No.
Player? Hater?
I don't even know.
Good stuff. All right, we're down now. We are down.
We certainly are right, across what the young people are into. All right. Hey, do you want to stick around, Andrew, and help us get through Talkback Mountain? You want to do that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Good to have him here.
I'm not sure if we're helping your reputation at school or making it a little bit more... Mort. We'll find out next on Get This. That'll be Ganga Jang here at Get This around the nation on Triple M. It's Friday and we're trying to clear out the backlog. Darren McKee has just warned us that Caddyshack is $4.97 at video DVD easy at the moment.
Yeah, but Tom, what did you say was wrong with that?
It's not the 20th anniversary edition, which is only available in Region 1, but I think I can condone it for $4.97. I believe it's in the correct aspect ratio, and the 20th anniversary doesn't have a commentary track, and the documentary's a little bit below par.
There we go, kids. So you can spend that $4.
We'd
be okay about it.
$4.97 for Caddyshack.
Look, it's a lot of gags for $4.97.
Yeah. That's good value for money.
It certainly is.
Think like a gopher.
Do you know Andrew, obviously, is doing work experience with the show today. How old are you, Andrew?
16.
Do you know what Caddyshack is?
No.
No idea.
Okay.
See, now Ed feels old.
Andrew, what are you doing? Spending all your time watching The Perfect Catch with Hilary Duff. You've never seen Caddyshack?
Never.
Okay. What are the hot movies?
What are you watching?
Amongst your demographic.
The Bourne series.
I got into a lot of trouble. Angry Bourne fans have been emailing me since my review. What about comedy, though? What do the kids get a laugh out of?
At the moment, I really like Monty Python.
Really? Yeah, now we're getting somewhere. Good job.
Yeah. What about the Superbad? Are they going for that?
No, I haven't seen it. A few of my friends have seen it. They said it's really good, but no, I haven't seen it yet.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
What other ones have been out recently? Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. Is that popular?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. Really? That took off, did it? I missed that boat.
They're going to go back. I know they're going to go back to White Castle. I just get the feeling they are. Let's climb Talkback Mountain. Was that requested, Mr. Marsden?
That was requested by me. I love Red River Rock, like the original 50s classic.
Yeah.
That was an 80s version done by the Silicon Teens, which you might find on the soundtrack to Planes, Trains and Automobiles.
Yes, you seen that bad boy? Planes, Trains and Automobiles?
No.
Yes, you know what that's like? That's like when my parents used to tell me to go and watch the Frank Capra movies.
it might hold up. Some kind of wonderful. Pretty in Pink.
Don't make them do
Breakfast Club.
Don't do that to them.
Weird Science.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
The Wizard of Speed and Time.
Yeah. See, what are you doing?
Kids of today. Hey, kids of today.
Good day for you to be here.
Too many fringes.
Andrew, because we're talking mad marriage proposals. Why are we doing that?
Listen to this, Andrew and the other two. A movie fan got the shock of her life when she found herself watching a giant image of her boyfriend proposed to her on a cinema screen. Someone, 24 years old, was sitting down to enjoy the new Pirates of the Caribbean film when her lover showed up on the screen.
I remember that was a weird scene, wasn't it, when that happened? Yeah. I couldn't believe it when that happened.
Squid face proposing. I was completely in shock, just overwhelmed. One minute we were sitting in our seats, blah, 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 and the next mark, blah, blah, blah. I said yes, it was romantic, rah, 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 rah. And then she cried her eyes out.
Yeah, of course.
So, there we go. That's quite, unusual.
And does that mean that the movie is somewhat ruined for everyone else who's sitting there in the
This is my point.
Those who have gone along in pirate costume, I imagine, would be enraged.
But those in wedding dresses loved it.
Okay, so...
So it's got a mad marriage proposals now.
Yeah, I'm just looking around the room. I'm the only married one on a microphone here. Mm. I can't remember if there was a... See, this is shocking, but...
You didn't propose, Tone.
See, it was a joke for years that we would get married.
And for you, it was a joke.
Suddenly, we were in Las Vegas, and then we were actually married. And actually, pinpointing the moment when there was a proposal is... We need to go through the black box recording at our house.
Really?
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Richard, how do you imagine you'd propose to your current girlfriend?
Well, I haven't imagined it. I'm trying to think of a creative way that I could perhaps.
Well, I tried to get. Our idea was we were going to get married at the movies at halftime in San Francisco.
Not bad.
Between a double feature of Five Easy Pieces and Badlands. Very romantic.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, wow.
Very romantic.
Delightful.
But this was in the late 90s and you had to have the blood test. Remember that in old American movies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's go and have a blood test and get married.
What's that all about?
I know, it takes like 30 days, so we didn't have time. So
that's
we
the sibling thing, isn't
just
it?
Just went over to Las Vegas and,
blood test required.
Bloke who was claimed he was in Casino.
Oh,
drove us to the chapel.
Not bad.
You guys remember me in Casino? Remember the scene where the guys... heads in a vice.
Yep.
Straight after that, I'm coming out of a hotel behind De Niro.
I knew you. Like Sharon Stone, your careers, really.
Beautiful memories of a wedding.
Taking
night.
A dive.
But proposals. Okay, Ed.
Because I am cold-hearted, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, the listeners certainly think that.
And this is to me, I don't know what you reckon, Andrew, but this is annoying. This is a waste of time in the movies. It's like when you go to a sporting event and you're happily enjoying some cricket or something or another. Mm. All of a sudden, some clown's up on the big screen proposing to Michelle, who he's loved dearly for 8 years. I don't care.
People love that. I have a friend who proposed to his girlfriend scuba diving and he had rigged up the message saying, will you marry me? Underneath
on a spear gun?
Underneath a rock.
On a manta ray.
underneath a rock. So when they went exploring, it was quite beautiful, apparently.
Yeah, sure it was.
Did he follow through with the underwater wedding? Did he have all that?
Should have.
That's right. I remember the... Have you seen people getting... Oh, no, we'll do actual weddings another time.
Okay.
The parachute wedding, that is a fantastic lot.
That's all right.
Have you seen the footage of the people getting married falling to earth? The best bit is when the best man with the ring just swoops in from the side. Andrew, obviously kids at school, are they getting married younger and younger? Is anyone married in your class?
Not yet.
Okay, so they're fine with teenage pregnancy, but actually doing the right thing, no.
Ooh, Tone.
Okay.
Turned on them. All right. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Yeah. We haven't mentioned our producer, Nikki. Obviously, she's married. Maybe. And is it true that your husband proposed to you by just slamming into you at an intersection?
That's how we met.
Was there a romance?
But he stopped.
Is there anything you want to say? You don't have to say on here if you don't want to, but is there anything proposal-wise that we should know about?
Do you know, ours was a little bit... boring, I would say.
Yeah. Must have been boring ass.
Okay,
We were in a car and he proposed, but we got married in New York. We didn't tell anyone.
Oh, see, that's cool.
Runaway. Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful story. Childhood sweethearts as well, do you mind?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so we've been together more than half of our lives.
Look at that. All right. Well, a 3-pack of CDs for the happy couple. As for the listeners, call us up. Tell us about your interesting proposal. 1-3-3-5-3. Thank you very much, Pink, here at Get This on Triple M. We're looking for interesting marriage proposals. And during the song, I heard Richard Marsden say, you know that film Just Married? Very underrated.
Yeah, I know.
It's a big Ashton Kutcher, Brittany Murphy fan.
It's got some good sketches in it. It's like sketches? European Vacation.
Sketches?
It's like basically like a series of...
Who are you trying to
It feels
impress?
Like a series of sketches with a little bit of romance. It's a chick flick in disguise, although it's called Just Married.
You'll be hitched in no time, Richard. Who has been proposed to? Who's on the line, Ed?
G'day, Peter.
G'day, mate.
How you going?
Oh, excellent, mate.
Good to hear. What happened?
Went down on one knee, proposed to my girlfriend in front of the big merino at Goulburn.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. What a beautiful moment.
Front end or back end?
The front end, the back end. Yeah, a bit of a lad at the back end.
Yeah.
That would be ridiculous.
Because other people doing it. That's great, Peter, and it's all going nicely, is it?
I think I didn't really think it through, because now everything we do has to be kind of sheep-related. We have some kind of sheep thing going.
Yeah, well,
don't go along to a comedy venue and announce you're from New Zealand. then you'll get a lot of ideas for sheep-related activity, I can tell you! All right, that's pretty
good. That's really good, Peter.
In front of one of our many big objects here in Australia.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
So well, many little, to choose from.
Yes. You're thinking? You're just thinking of all the shanks that you can cut up and well, cheap.
Ed's drooling.
Thinking of all the roast lamb.
Could have the wedding in the gift shop.
Ooh,
be fantastic, right?
Who's going next?
G'day, Pat. How are you? Pat?
G'day, guys. How you going?
Excellent. Talk us through your proposal.
I was in the middle of playing Tomb Raider.
Oh, yes.
And my girlfriend walked in and she just said, are you going to propose to me? And well, I had to pause it and said, yeah, well, how about it?
That's gorgeous, Pat. Yeah. You know, the other thing which is shocking about this is that a man that plays Tomb Raider has a girlfriend. Well done.
And yeah. Did you actually look away from the screen for the proposal, or was it during a particularly tricky bit? Hang on. Will you marry me? Hang on. Look out. Those rocks are falling.
Well, yes. Let's be fair. I did pause the game.
Oh, so. You're a gentleman. You're a gentleman.
And I'm a gentleman. I'm thinking of her feelings as well.
Exactly.
And what was her reaction?
She was over the moon.
Hey, power up.
And I went back to playing my game.
As well you should. We'll consummate this later. I've got to kill these wolves.
Yeah.
All right.
Can we go more romantic, Ed?
G'day. Thanks, Pat. G'day, Tony.
Oh, hey, Ed. How you going, mate?
I'm excellent, man. Talk us through your proposal.
Mine's a strange one, Ed, from a certain record producer who will remain nameless, but Tony does know him.
Oh, hang on. Okay.
Yeah, and he propositioned me to put on a girl's school uniform while he watched me have liaisons with a girlfriend of mine.
Really?
Now,
and you've been together ever since.
I'm not sure how I ended up in this story. I do know some record producers.
Yeah, you do know this one.
All right, let's not say any names, Tony, because we'll never be on air again.
No, I know.
But was it a good time? Was it a nice
I didn't go through with it. I thought too crazy. No way.
Yeah, you drew the line at...
I drew the line. I mean, I think about it now and I think, why not?
Exactly right.
Are you sure there was even a proposal involved there?
Oh, yeah, I'm certain.
Oh, he's certain.
You want to be certain.
You know.
Okay.
Well, Tony, what a life you lead.
I do.
That's a head scratcher. I'm going to have to... Because if it's the bloke I'm thinking of...
You haven't worked with Phil Spector before, have you? It's not him.
I don't know.
You're trying to do the sums in your head there.
I am, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're not supposed to talk about that Phil Spector case anymore.
All right.
Going to retrial.
Thank you, Tony.
What will he be wearing at the retrial? That's what we're all wondering.
Beautifully disturbing.
I'm going to get off here and make some calls right now.
Man, that was amazing.
Have we got time for one more?
Hi, Sophie. How are you?
Hi. How are you guys?
Excellent. Talk us through your proposal.
Yeah, my husband really wanted to surprise me, so he took me to the local video shop and told me I could pick whatever video I wanted.
Oh.
And then every video I picked, he told me it was shit. So, I got really, really cranky and stormed out of the video shop, and then he proposed because he said I was really surprised then we'd had a fight and I didn't expect it.
Gee, hang on a sec. Oh, so he didn't mean to propose to you at the video shop. That wasn't his plan.
No, that was his plan.
Oh, that was his plan.
Yeah. If I get a really, really cranky, she won't expect it and then I'll propose.
Gee, okay.
It's not bad.
And have the mind games continued ever since well into the marriage?
Oh, yeah. It's very fun and challenging, that's for sure.
Oh, wow. I think I'm related to you. I just know I am.
Could well be.
And obviously, if, you know, I don't want to suggest that it will happen, but if the time comes for divorce, obviously that could be negotiated down at Video Easy as well.
That'd be nice.
Oh, he'd probably take me out to dinner and propose that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Something nice and romantic.
Well, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, you would, Sophie. Well, it's a nice relationship, Tom.
All right. I still have the image of one of my friends forcing someone into drag.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's all. I can't get past that as well.
That is really disturbing. Thanks to everyone who called up with an odd proposal. Has this encouraged you to get married, do you think, Andrew, doing work experience on the show today?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
What about the other thing?
What's the other thing?
The drag and the...
Oh, the drag.
Yeah.
May as well have a crack one.
There we go.
Bang.
Helping the kiddies.
That'll get back to the school kids, I'm sure. Hey, and kids, good day to be here.
Yeah.
Finally, we're doing something for the kids instead of driving them away, as we've apparently been doing this week. Andy Griffiths is here.
Get this.
Thanks a lot for listening.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Do what I want because I can. If I don't because I wanna.
It's the second hour of Get This.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna.
Around the nation on Triple M, thanks to Nissan Navara. Myself, Tony Martin, Richard Marsden pushing buttons as always. Ed Cavalier's here. And now Andy Griffiths is on the bench.
Hello there.
Author of many fine books for the younger reader. Now you've brought in One of your own kids I see today.
We have.
Yeah.
It's Sarah's school holidays.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
A bit of work experience for her to show her what happens if she doesn't study hard at school.
So true. So it could end up on the radio.
So true.
Do your sums or you'll end up on the radio. Showing to Toto. Now, you've brought in your fine new book, Just Shocking. How many of these have you done now?
This is the sixth and the most shocking yet.
And does Sarah give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down at the...
I don't know. Do you like this one, Sarah?
Mm-hmm. She's stuffing her face with cake that's been brought in by our other work experience gentleman, Andrew, over there. It's a full bench today.
She was there right at the start. We were sitting at home looking out at a park and looking at a whole lot of people having a picnic.
Yep.
And I said to Sarah, wouldn't it be fun to get a fire hose and just blast them all away?
Fantastic.
And Sarah said, yeah, that'd be great.
Did you do it?
No, because I was worried about the cops might come.
Yeah, sure.
But then she suggested, well, you get the hose and blast them away.
Oh, okay.
And,
sure.
And so I had the beginning of the first story.
I think she needs to be over in Burma right now. She's got some good ideas. Look, the top of the show, I just said for a joke, I said, oh, we're going to be burning books on today's program.
Ooh.
Andy's come in and said, let's do that.
Why not?
Okay. Start a literary bonfire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and let's find out what needs to be on it in this hour of Get This. Thank you, Bruce Springsteen. It's the end of the week here at Triple M. Get this, around the nation. It's the second hour of the program, and Richard's on board. It's here. I'm here, obviously. And, of course, Andy Griffiths. He's constantly popping in here with a new book. And usually when you come in, there's been some trouble, Andy. One of your books has been banned or there's been a protest or something. But just shocking. I've seen nothing in the papers on this one.
No. They're getting a bit bored of me out there. And I had a mother ask me, you know, what are you going to do now, you know, after the bad book? You know,
yeah, the bad book.
Very bad book. You know, you've had old women eating poo.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
what
yeah.
next?
And I said, where do you go from there?
Well, I said, actually, I'm going to stop all that and I'm going to write about kittens, puppies and ponies and lovely pretty pink butterflies.
Yeah.
But what you didn't tell her was those pink butterflies were going to...
Well, I tried really hard and I got a few pages in and I had the best intentions and I said, here's the start of it. And this is like a breakthrough for me. One day... No. Sorry.
Doesn't know his own work well
one
enough.
Day,
he's picked up looking for Ella Brownie.
One
oh, there
day,
we go.
One day a pretty pink butterfly was fluttering in a sunny meadow with lots of other pretty pink butterflies.
Oh.
A beautiful little bluebird sang sweetly in the willow tree.
Oh.
Fluffy white lambs frolicked in the soft green grass.
Yeah.
Then, all of a sudden, the pretty pink butterfly exploded.
Oh. Oh.
Then another pretty pink butterfly exploded.
Oh.
Then all of the pretty pink butterflies exploded.
Oh.
And so on and so
don't
on.
Don't give away the ending, please. No. Don't give away the ending.
But I love reading that to the kids because after every butterfly explodes, it's yay!
Is that what they're into?
Yeah, they love it.
Now, when you say that, what do? You go out to schools? Do you? Where do you do these readings?
Oh, I do Ringwood Library recently.
Right.
On a Sunday afternoon, we had a couple of hundred kids all packed in.
And is it a tough crowd? Do you get heckled?
I used to. Now I get bizarre suggestions. One kid was so fantastic. I was saying, imagine you're going down the road you're trapped in a pram.
Yeah, by the way, that's your daughter making that noise.
Yeah.
She's tucking into a birthday cake.
She likes cake.
Yeah.
How would you rate the cake, Sarah? Any comments?
It's too busy licking a spoon.
Well, you can hear it.
Delicious.
Yeah.
She hasn't signed a clearance form. Her agent's not going to let her speak on the station.
She speaks all the time other than this station. No, this kid is, I'm saying, you're in a pram, right? And you're going down a hill and you're heading towards a big brick wall. What worse could possibly happen? And he said, well, you'd fall down a hole. And I said, how deep would that hole be? He said, 10,000 kilometres hole.
Wow.
And there's dynamite at the bottom.
Dynamite!
And I said, wow, you know, dynamite. And he said, and spikes.
That's true.
And I was trying to get to the bottom of it. And I said, what? And like, what happens? Do you hit the dynamite and explode and then all the bits of your body get spiked? Or do the spikes, you hit the spikes first and then explode?
That's what I think it is.
And he goes, no, you've got it wrong. The spikes are in the hole on the way down.
On
they're
the sides.
Skewering you as you fall, those 10,000 kilometres, and then you explode.
Skewered for 10,000 kilometres.
Yeah.
Jeez, that'd get tiresome.
I'm having trouble keeping up with how deranged my audience is becoming.
Now, what about the, every time you come in, we ask you this question, when is the movie of the day my bum went psycho coming out? Surely. I know it's been optioned.
Yeah, it's been 3 years now.
Is it just too much of a challenge for the animators to get that many bums in sync with each other?
I wouldn't think so, but I think it's the will. I don't think they have the will to do this.
Yeah. It's not going to be an Australian.
Or perhaps the audience isn't as deranged as that.
But we've got now, you know, wasn't Happy Feet that was made here in Australia? Yes, right, we can do right. that Pixar gear.
Crappy Feet.
Oh, hang on.
No, Andy. I think our parent company might have had something to do with it.
Right. Yeah, I think Ed has hit the nail on the head. Because I remember last year when Happy Feet was still in development, there were a lot of executives walking around here going, there's a lot riding on these dancing penguins.
They better be good.
These penguins better come through.
Poor old penguins.
All right, enough about dancing penguins.
I'd have exploding penguins.
Of course you would.
That was their mistake.
Yes. I know you would. And we're going to help you with new ideas. You think that Spike Dynamite deal is as good as it gets? No. Wait till you meet our listeners. That's coming up later. I'll get this.
Triple M.
Thank you, Fallout Boy. Thanks for those memories. Harry, get this around the nation on Triple M. Author Andy Griffiths is with us today. Just Shocking is in the shops now. Just want to mention a news story we didn't get to during the week. Did you know we have a space program here in Australia,
no.
Andy?
No.
No, I didn't know we did either.
What have we discovered?
Scientists have called upon the federal government to provide $100 million over 10 years to help launch an Australian space program. I think we've got the logo done. Now we just need the program itself.
Polo shirts.
But what sort of stuff could we do that, you know, other countries with more money haven't done? Listen, this is what we want to do. The Sundiver, a mission to send the first spacecraft ever crashing into the sun, beating NASA and the European Space Agency. The craft would then send data back to Earth before burning up. $100 million to crash something into the sun. Is that a good investment?
I think so. That could be a great explosion.
That could be great. It'd be looking good.
I can do it for $29.95. Massive slingshot. Little Kinder Surprise. Boom. She's in.
What's the data going to be? It's getting hot.
Ooh,
very good. What's that big orange thing? Oh, I think we're about to explode. Bang! $100 million. Worth every penny.
Congratulations, everyone.
I just
job
think,
well done.
Stop chucking stuff at the... Don't go poking at the sun. That's like poking at an ant's nest.
Yeah, it'll be back.
I'm going to turn the sun off.
Let's send some stuff to Jupiter.
It's better than poking at Uranus.
That's ah, so look, hey, don't drag us into the gutter, Andy
sorry,
Griffiths.
Sorry. It is Friday. That's acceptable.
It's acceptable on Friday.
That's our one per hour.
Andy, as well as being a fine author, I know you're a bit of a comedy buff, and your daughter Sarah is here. Have you been subjecting her to comedy that you've enjoyed?
We have. We've just done Wayne's World 1 and 2.
Oh, Wayne's wow. World 1 and 2.
Kept the whole family entertained, particularly Sarah.
Yeah. How old is Sarah?
She's six.
Six? Like Wayne's World. Jeez Louise.
Mm. Now she finishes all her sentence with not.
Oh, that's so 1992.
Yeah, come on.
And okay.
No, it's happening. It's happening now. You're down with the kids.
It gets pretty fruity, doesn't it, Wayne's World, if I remember.
Oh.
Nah, they're into the fine these days, aren't they, the kids?
No.
Yeah, how's the second one looking?
The
second Wayne's World. As I remember, it wasn't as good.
It takes a little while to start up, but then once it gets there, it's,
the village
it's
people,
still quality.
That's
the
pretty
village people.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
And the kung fu fight, that's quite good.
Yeah.
Okay. What other things are on the turntable?
Arrested Development. We've just been through the second season. We're a little behind here.
Yeah, I know. Our listeners are very unhappy with us because we were hoping to have everyone from Arrested Development on the show before the end of the year, and so far we've had Will Arnett. And Michael Cera fell through because we moved time slots. Very, very poor.
That's very sad. Where are they up to now?
They're done. There were three series and then that's it.
It's been axed. There's talk of a movie. Also, a lot of people have been emailing in saying they finally might be making the Deadwood movies.
Is that right?
The two telly movies to finish off the series.
Mm.
I think HBO aren't interested because it's so expensive. They reckon the creator might be paying for it himself out of his own pocket.
Really?
That'd be good.
Mm.
I wouldn't go showing Deadwood to your daughter,
it's a
though.
Fruity, isn't it?
Certainly gets full
put
of
the fruit in fruit.
Does High School Musical get a run at your house?
No, we haven't come across that. I've just heard of it. Is it any good?
Oh, it's really bright. You know what I mean? Everyone's future is looking real good.
Andrew, are the kids getting into High School Musical? You'll just shout out. We've run out of mics.
The girls are.
The girls are. And what are they saying about High School Musical 2?
I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait.
I knew they'd say that.
Yeah.
So what they're like.
Okay.
Opportunity to chaperone one to a date.
Oh,
there,
that's a good idea. I took a girl to see Ghost in the Machine. That didn't go very well.
What was Ghost in the Machine?
It was a sci-fi film.
Oh, one of those.
From 94. It was like a lawnmower, a poor man's lawnmower man.
Oh, that's very poor.
About a guy that lives in a computer and then, look, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, sounds like a
It's probably better taking her to a film like that because she's not going to get wrapped up in the story, is she?
Well, you'd think, but she was right into her sci-fi, so nothing for this guy.
All this talk of romance and High School Musicals has your daughter spinning around on an office chair, desperate for entertainment of her own. Okay, we're going to burn some books today. That's what we've promised to do. Mm. Have you got the incinerator fired up, Mr. Marshall?
Ready to go.
Call us up. Oh, don't call us yet.
Not yet.
Have a think. Which books do you want on the bonfire? Hang on. Just let people think what Tony's book's called. Get that out of your system.
Not that one. I'm not putting that on the bonfire. That is quality.
It's still available. I should say it's still available. A lot of people email in and go, we can't find it at the shop. Here's what you do. You ask them to order it for you.
That's right.
A lot of people don't think to do that.
Very helpful like that.
People writing in going, I went to Seven Shops. Don't go to Seven Shops. Insanity. Just ask them to order it in. Okay, Tony. And, maybe you want to throw it on the fire. That'll be next on Get This. Hunters and Collectors, on a Friday afternoon here at Triple M. The program is Get This. Author Andy Griffiths is here. Have we got some classy music? Can we go into the Get This Book Club? Even though it's going to be ugly and people are going to be burnt.
Not people, books.
Books. Yeah, there could be some, some flyback from that. Let's try this. I'm Jennifer Byrne. Welcome aboard. We want to talk about...
Jennifer.
You know... Andy's the author of the bad book. Mm. To me, that is an excuse to talk about bad books. Mm. What do you want to see thrown on the Get This Book bonfire today? Before we get to that, Ed, you were saying off air that you've got some connection to Graham Greene's The Quiet American that I just read recently.
Yeah, I once made out with Brendan Fraser.
There you go.
No, I had a party. Apparently my father was a very shady character, but apparently the Michael Caine character is partly based on that bad boy.
So the main character in The Quiet American is partly based on your dad.
Yeah, because his nickname was The Quiet Australian. He was over there doing a bit of the old Western dude, being a businessman.
In the NAM.
Yeah. Got himself...
In the 50s?
Yeah, and 60s. Got himself nabbed for it.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to have to follow this. That was quite interesting.
Not bad, is it, Tone?
It's almost the most interesting thing we've heard about anyone on the show.
And it's actually, I used to own a rabbit that was in Watership Down, which is nice.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
The Quiet Rabbit, yeah.
Well,
I'm going to throw that one, Tone. Watership Down.
You're going to throw Watership Down on the bonfire?
I'll join you.
And now Andy Griffiths is throwing it on the bonfire.
We had to do it in year 10.
Yeah.
It's 400 pages of rabbits trying to get across a road. Who cares?
Mm. Very gory film, as I remember.
It is a bit gory.
For a cartoon.
Yeah.
Okay, Andy. I mean, I'm not trying to encourage you to slag off your contemporaries, but are there any books that you'd like to throw on the fire? Go overseas.
Well, in fact, I have thrown a book on the fire.
For real?
Yes.
Which
down
one?
At my parents' holiday house.
Yeah.
And you know how all the sort of books no one else wants collect in those shelves?
They certainly do.
Was sort of I think it was like a Christian sort of fable story involving rabbits.
No way.
Rabbits. And doing some good deed or something. And Jasmine, who's now 14, she loved this book. She just took a love to it.
Right.
And we had to read it over and over again. And my sisters and brothers-in-law, they all had to read it. And then one day we said, let's put it on the fire. And you know what? It wouldn't burn.
No,
it wouldn't burn. Refused.
For quite a long time. But it did.
Okay, here's one I think that can go straight onto the fire. Nicole Richie's The Truth About Diamonds. This is a novel, Andy. Have you seen it?
No.
You'll find it in the literary novel section of your bookshop, a novel by Nicole Richie.
Yeah.
With an 8-page pick section in the middle of just shots of her coming out of nightclubs, looking glamorous. Did Graham Greene throw any of that in The Quiet American?
He did, actually.
Just staggering out of a club in Vietnam?
Michael Caine in a G. 8 pages.
Nonsensical. Yeah, I'm sure she hasn't read it.
No.
What was that one years ago? Naomi Campbell.
Oh.
The Swan.
Oh, The Swan.
Yeah, throw it on. She admitted years later she'd never read a word of the book that she'd penned herself.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. Mr. Mars and what needs to be burnt?
The entire series of Sweet Valley High.
Oh, don't. Oh, yeah. No. Come on, Rich.
Nah, come on.
Why?
Well, they're the Pascal twins, right?
Yeah.
And they're the sort of sexy twins. My older sister used to read these things all the time.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, that the covers seem so interesting when you're a 14-year-old boy.
Mm.
This seems like a world I might want to be a part of.
Yeah.
Blonde cheerleaders, twins.
Yeah.
Come on.
Tight jumpers.
Of course, but you open the page and they're just cavorting with princes in Europe and getting up to some sort of mistaken identity.
But this, they get it on with, like, the captain of the basketball team at some point.
Well,
and for a lanky man like myself, it looked like an attainable dream.
All right. Maybe it's going to get the tongs out and rescue that from the fire. Just quickly, Andrew doing work experience here. He's still at school. Are there any books they're making you read at school that you'd like thrown on our bonfire, Andrew? Good night, Mr. Tom. Don't know what it is, burn it.
Yeah, gotta go.
Have you heard of Good Night, Mr. Tom?
I have, but I've never read it.
Okay.
But I'll trust you.
It's just
anything about war.
Anything about war.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Am I closing the grate?
Yeah, close the grate. Let's get the listeners on board.
Any book you'd like to burn, and let's make them ones that aren't written by people in this room.
That's a good idea.
1-3-3-5-3.
Get this.
Silly games that I cooked up on the run.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
It's Get This. It's on Triple M around the nation. Andy Griffiths is with us. We have a number of children in the studio today, so we're trying to keep things clean.
Yeah.
Although that doesn't seem to be Andy's prerogative in Just Shocking in the shops now. And don't forget the new...
I tried, but they don't like it when I go clean.
What Bummer Saw Is That is a fine read as well, and it's now in a fancy hardcover colour.
Full colour.
Edition.
The book that really didn't need to be made is now in full colour.
So beautiful.
You've got to see a big-ass Bummersaurus.
Certainly. And in America, what is the day my bum went psycho called?
The day my butt went psycho.
Yeah, because it's got a different meaning, the word bum, over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
it's just an aggressive hobo in the street. I'd like to think that in England they've gone with arse, but they haven't, have they?
No, they went with bum. And
good
in fact,
them.
You see, this is a UK version of the colour Bummersaw, and they like to put things on the front of their books. It goes, warning, packed with cheeky humour.
Oh, cheeky humour.
I say, eh?
Apples and pears.
Blimey.
Okay. All right. What books need to be burnt, Ed Cavalli?
G'day, Lewis.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Excellent. What are you throwing on the pile?
Any book that has been turned into a movie.
Oh, yeah. Any book. Because you feel they've all been ruined?
No, because now we don't need the book anymore. We've got the movie.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, Lewis, how do you feel about things going the other way?
Because
the film Batman Forever came out, and now I've started reading the novelization of the film. There's some real insights in there, stuff that I'd forgotten. What do you feel about, how do you feel about that?
I'll have to take that into consideration.
All right.
Good to know you're not just chucking stuff on the fire willy-dilly. Yeah,
thank you, Lewis.
That's a big fire.
Lovely to talk to you.
Who's going next?
G'day, Matthew. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, Matthew?
I'm 14.
Oh, good stuff.
Fair enough.
What needs to go on the fire?
Romeo and Juliet.
Can you read that at school, are they?
Yep.
Now,
boring.
This is a bit of a tough read when I had to read it when I was about 13 or 14. Matthew, are you having trouble with the fact it's meant to be all romantic, but there's no action in it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah, well,
there's a sword fight.
That's not what I meant, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay, fair enough. Yeah. What about the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio getting around with the gun? I mean, surely that makes it more interesting for you?
Yes, they let us watch that. That was more interesting than the book.
There you go. See, Shakespeare just didn't have enough firepower.
Yeah.
Tell the other guy, burn the books, make the movies.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, well.
I'm actually doing a project for Bell Shakespeare at the moment.
Yes, that's right.
Turning Macbeth into a family fun fest.
How's that going?
Wow.
Fantastic.
All right.
It's coming out next year.
What's it called?
It'll be called Just Macbeth.
Fantastic.
There we go.
It's my characters from the Just series, and they're making up the brew, making up the cauldron that Shakespeare gives you the recipe for this magical, awful brew.
All right.
And then they dare each other to drink it and find themselves on a heath, 400, 500 years ago.
So it's sort of giving that, Shakespeare more of a Jackass kind of a flavour. Maybe maybe the kids will be more into it
Matthew,
then. Thank
like
you,
that.
Matthew. Who's next?
G'day. Steve, Steve, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
What's got to go?
Fahrenheit 451.
Is that not a book all about book burning, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you just want a self-perpetuating cycle of burnt literature.
Exactly, yeah, just keep it going, mate. Throw it.
Was that a book, though? I mean, I remember there was a movie.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was a book, and I don't read it. I just like pictures, mate.
Yeah, okay,
you go, fair enough.
It's just like pictures of things.
Yeah, they were like secret cops that go around and break into people's houses, you know, with sneaking a little read, and they drag them out, and they set up like a little barbecue.
Yeah.
Pour them on and torch them. That was the foreigner's job.
Yeah, there that was was that Truffaut who got one of those French blokes had a crack at that.
French
blokes.
Yeah,
just sicko stuff, mate.
Okay. is that a terrifying movie for you as an author, Andy, to see, you know, people having books just dragged out and thrown on the bonfire? Not the sound effects bonfire today.
Yeah, no, I don't like to see books being burnt.
No.
I think that's where it all starts.
Yeah, know? Well, let's burn some more. Who's going next?
Finally, Viv, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. What's got to go?
I've got Mary-Kate and Ashley, two of a kind. It's a twin thing. Now a major TV series.
Major, really?
Yeah, major.
Is that the one where they're detectives?
Are they detectives in that one?
I don't know. I don't think so. My friend gave it to me as a joke, but I think I actually got bored and read it once.
Now, is this the Olsen sisters when they were just sort of harmless, healthy-looking young girls?
Yeah, they look like they're about 12 and still normal, not looking like gremlins yet.
Yeah, not the skagged-out badger look. favouring of late. Okay, well, it's quite a bonfire. Selection. I think we need to pull the grade down. Thanks to everyone who contributed to our Festival of Hate this afternoon. Andy, we want you to stick around for more. I'll get this. Yes, let's see how far we've come here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M Matchbox 20. Andy Griffiths is with us today. Just Shocking is in the bookshops now, illustrated by Terry Denton, I'd like to point out. Fine illustrator. Andy, are you a frequent listener to Get This?
Yes, as often as I can.
Have you been dazzled by Richard Marsland's range of impressions?
Yes.
I think it was this time last week he was promising to do a George Harrison. Now, here's what happened. We made him stay behind the night before last and not leave the studio till he'd laid down a decent George impression.
It was homework. Fantastic.
Apparently, he just got drunk and aggro. Yeah. And when Richard gets drunk, the talk turns fruity. New Zealand cops appear off mic, calling him a mongrel for no reason. I can't explain that. we're not really even supposed to play this footage, but for people who want to hear the impression, I guess we've got to do it. There is a little bit of fruity talk. I think most of it's beeped. You might want to escort your daughter
cover
from
your ears,
the studio. Yes, he used these Dean Geyer CDs to cover your ears.
Lovely. She can probably match him fruity word for fruity word, I would say.
You have been warned, listeners. Here he is, Richard Marsland as George Harrison.
It's undoubtedly Park Lane's week of the year. All the signs here that the expected arrivals are the Beatles coming to the Dorchester for the Variety Club Show Business Luncheon.
Now look, it's me, George Harrison.
If you've got money, you don't expect to have to fight your way into the Dorchester. Unless you're so famous that you can't move your army of fans.
Get out of the way, you squealing trollops.
George and Paul, and of course Ringo and John, were safe at last. With Variety Club's British founder, C.J. Latter, Steptoe and Son.
Where's Blakey? Steptoe, you old c***.
A few days before this event, Mr. Latter had received the CBE.
I'm real! Oh, you dirty mongrel!
For the moment, the big gathering of entertainment's VIPs concentrated on the lunch.
I'm George Harrison. Bring me a crate of LSD, or I'll start playing the sitar.
Hope it didn't taste like the Mersey.
Ah, get
Opposition leader Harold Wilson wasn't opposing anybody just now, just polishing up his wit for the benefit of everybody later on.
Hey, Wilson, here's one for you. Pull my finger. Sorry, I went early. I'm George Harrison. Coo-coo ka-f***ing shoe. Oh, you dirty mongrel.
Yellow matter custard.
Very poor. Must try harder, Mr. Marsland. Back to wind things up in a moment on Get This at Triple M. Oh, is this a church? Yeah. Very nice. Unguarded moment. It's the church winding up another week of Get This Around the Nation. Andy Griffiths, thanks for sitting in with us.
Thanks,
Andy,
for putting up with me yet again.
Oh, beautiful writing, Just Shocking, and of course the new fancier version, What Bummer Saw Is That 2.0, that's in your shops now. I must thank everyone who puts this fine show together. Richard Marsden on the buttons, Matty D on the pots and pans, Cecilia on the phones, and of course our nearly assassinated pregnant producer, Nikki Hamilton.
Nikki Hamilton.
Fresh from the wars, out on the streets. In Cavalry, too much fun as always.
Very
So, Tony, I need to thank John Michael Housen, cute French guys and DJs that play requests.
Of course you do. And what about some sort of round, perhaps an invisible round, for Andrew, our work experience
today. Keeping it straight.
Beautiful work. Don't forget the podcast. A new one will be going up over the weekend for our special...
Stoners.
Weekend smokers is the phrase apparently they'd prefer we use. Their emails are largely incoherent, but there'll be something for you. Only 10 seconds to go, Mr. Marsden. Mm-hmm. What's our key phrase today? I reckon it's this one from the front of Andy Griffith's book. Warning, packed with cheeky humour. And we'll be back on Monday with Parko from the Melbourne Cage. Hey. And it's all thanks to the Nissan Navara with its huge pulling power, rugged good looks, China Hutch and mystery butter churn. Explain that, people.
Now it's all out and you know.
And he will.
Over the weekend for our special...
Stoners.
Weekend smokers is the phrase apparently they'd prefer we use. Their emails are largely incoherent, but there'll be something for you. Only 10 seconds to go, Mr. Marsden. Mm-hmm. What's our key phrase today? I reckon it's this one from the front of Andy Griffith's book. Warning, packed with cheeky humour. We'll be back on Monday with Parko from the Melbourne Cage. Hey. And it's all thanks to the Nissan Navara with its huge pulling power, rugged good looks, China Hutch and mystery butter churn. Explain that, people.
Now it's all out and you know.
And he will.